Hello? Who's this?
Is this Samuel Locke, the private investigator?
Yeah, that's me.
I'd like to report a case.
It's the middle of the night, for fuck's sake.
Mr. Locke, my mother was killed. She was murdered, actually. I can't contact the police. They wouldn't believe some stupid hooker. And I don't have any concrete evidence, but I swear to God someone killed her. Please, Mr. Locke, please believe me.
How much can you pay?
$2.10 an hour. I don't make much with the job I have, so...
Fuck it. Tell you what, I'll do it free of charge.
Really?
Are you available to meet tomorrow morning? We'll have to go over some specifics.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Mr. Locke. You really don't know how much this means to me.
Don't mention it.
Shadows is an original scripted audio drama podcast written and created by Ruben Safer-Meng. It stars Johnny Salazar as Samuel Locke, Anna Castiglione as Laura Wilson, Michael Driscoll as John Martelli, Dara Safer as Carol Martelli, Brady Hendricks as Derry Underwood, and Rocket as Charlie Wilson. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 1, The Necklace. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Mother, get in here right now. I asked for my biscuits at 10 a.m. sharp.
John? John, I have to tell you something.
What? Make it fast.
It's about your father. He was killed just last night. No evidence has been found regarding his demise, but you have inherited his entire fortune, his business too. The whole empire. It belongs to you, John. Would you like your biscuits now?
Yes, Mother. I'd like all three biscuits, and I would like them right now, if you can help it. It's awful boring here, you know. Remember when I was a boy, Mother? Father would always bring me toys to play with. Remember the cat he brought me, Mother? How it screamed as I carved its hide with my knives. Now, I just have boring, boring money and no toys to play with. Do you see the unfairness of it all, Mother?
John, I think it's time you start attending your meetings. Your father had to go through a great ordeal in order to keep his business up and running.
Mother, would you stop telling me how to do my job?
I'm simply educating you. Your father, he kept order in this city. He loved it with all his heart. You will have to keep the same order.
Of course. Thank you for the news, Mother.
Charlie, I need you to stay here, okay? I'll be back in just a second. I just have to talk to someone quickly about Mom. Just don't talk to anyone, and don't tell them where I am.
Okay. Is Mom okay?
Yeah, she's fine. I'll be just a minute.
Okay.
Hello? Mr. Locke?
Come in, please. Sorry, my apartment is kind of a mess.
It's fine. Mine's not much better.
Here, have a seat. Can you tell me what happened last night?
Yeah, of course. I work at the Silver Lounge. It's a club in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. So I usually work the earlier shifts, 9 to 12, 10 to 1, you know the deal.
And are you a bartender there?
No, actually, I'm a stripper. So I put Charlie to bed about 9 o'clock.
Charlie?
Oh, yeah. She's my sister.
Did your mother live with you and your sister?
No. Actually, she couldn't take care of us.
Why?
She had a drug problem. Heroin, crack, I'm sorry, can we continue with the story?
Sure, go on.
So after putting Charlie to bed, I hailed a taxi and worked my night hours. It was a 10:30 to 12:30 shift, not too long, and I got back in time to finish our dinner.
How was your shift?
It was ordinary. Just some rich folks from the lower side of Manhattan acting like assholes. You know, I didn't choose this job. I need to pay rent and feed Charlie, and this is the best shot I have.
I know, Laura. You're doing the best you can. You can finish the account.
Yeah, of course. So I'm walking a couple blocks back to my apartment, and just when I get there, I notice a sickening stench, which isn't abnormal when you live in these parts, but it's coming from the dumpster outside our apartment. So I look inside the dumpster, and that's when I see my mother. And she's covered in blood, and her throat, it's cut open, and I can't scream because I can't accept what I'm seeing. I can't comprehend it, and...
It's okay. You don't have to continue. Is that when you called me?
Yeah, that's when I called you. I'm sorry about this. I just really can't think about it.
It's okay, Laura. When was the last time you saw your mother?
It was weeks from now. We got in a fight, and what if it's my fault? What if it's my fault she's dead?
Laura, it's not your fault.
You know, I'm saving money.
What?
For college. I want to go to college. I know it's just a fantasy. There's no way I could do that and take care of Charlie and pay rent. But it's just a little dream of mine.
Well, good luck. I'll call you if I have any updates on the case.
Thank you.
Sure. Derry, you here?
Samuel, what's going on? Have a seat, I'll get you a beer. What brings you here this evening?
You know, just stopping by at my favorite bar.
Oh, shut up, why are you really here?
I have some questions to ask you. For a new case.
Sure, go right ahead.
There's a woman who was murdered just last night. Her name was Mary Wilson. Have you heard of her?
I have not.
Do you know of anyone who may have?
I do not. Want a smoke?
I'll take it on the way out. Thanks for the beer, Derry.
Sure, Sam. Thanks for stopping by.
Mother?
Yes, John?
Why are your eyes red? Have you been crying?
I was just looking at old photos of your father. He was a handsome man, you know. I never expected I'd fall in love with someone like him, but love never comes in ways you'd expect.
Can I see them?
What?
The photos. Can I see them?
Of course. Here they are. Do you remember when you were a boy? Your father used to sweep you off your feet and bounce you on one knee. You'd smile and laugh and beg him to continue.
Mother, why don't I feel anything?
What do you mean, John? Of course you feel things.
When I look at these, at the photos of Father, I look at them and I remember him, but I feel nothing.
John, everyone feels differently.
No. No, it's not that.
John.
I think I have to go.
Taxi? Taxi! Fuck! Here! I'm here, dammit! ...285 Salem, Lafayette Street. Okay. Thanks. Charlie? You home?
Yeah, what?
I got off work early today, and guess what I brought back?
What?
Takeout. From the pizza place next to my work. It was expensive, but I thought we deserved a little treat. So, what did you do while I was gone?
Nothing. It was kind of boring without you. Can I have a piece of pizza?
Of course. Here, I'll take it out. That's a big piece. Are you sure you're gonna eat all that?
Laura, I'm not a baby.
Laura, I'm not a baby.
Shut up.
Here, I'll take a piece. Is this big enough for you?
I could eat the whole thing.
No, you couldn't.
I'm telling you, I could. The box and everything. Can I have another piece?
1 second, Charlie. I have to get the phone. Hello?
Laura, this is Samuel. I have some questions to ask you.
I thought we covered those this morning.
I think I may be able to find out where your mother died, but I have to ask you something first.
Sure.
When you saw your mother in the dumpster behind your apartment, how fresh did the wounds look?
She couldn't have been killed before last night. They were too fresh for that.
But she could have been killed somewhere else and then dropped off at your apartment, right?
I guess.
Do you have an object of your mother's I could use? I think I might be able to use it to find where she died.
I have a necklace of hers.
That's perfect. Can you bring it to me now?
I think so.
Thank you. I know this is an odd request. It's just a lead I have at the moment.
No, it's totally fine. Thank you.
Just meet me at my apartment with the necklace.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I can. Thank you for doing this.
Of course.
Charlie, I'm really sorry, but I have to go. Just stay where you are and don't answer the door. I'll be back soon.
Does it feel different looking at his corpse, John?
No, Mother. If anything, I feel less. I feel empty.
Would you like a coat?
No, Mother. I like the cold.
We're going to find who did this. Who killed your father.
Mother, does that really seem necessary?
Yes, John. I need some sense of closure. Knowing whoever did this is found. Killed. Will you help me, John? To find the killer?
Of course I will, Mother. Of course.
Laura, you can come in.
Here, I have the necklace.
Thank you.
What do you need it for? The object, I mean.
I can track down the last place she was alive using an item of hers. It's an ability.
Oh, can I come with you?
I think it would be best if you stayed at your apartment. I don't know where she could have been killed, and it may not be safe.
I want to go with you.
Fine. Follow me. Get in the car.
But cool. Please allow me to track down the last living whereabouts of Mary Wilson using this piece of jewelry. I pray to you now, God of Death, Spirit of Shadows, so that you will gift me with this ability.
Okay, take a left.
We're headed to the east side, right?
I'm following the necklace. I don't know where it's headed. Turn right here. Now another left at the end of 81st. We should be here.
This is her apartment. My mother's. Is this where she died?
That's what the necklace says. This was the last place she was alive. It looks abandoned. Like no one's been here in years.
I know. She wasn't very orderly. I think she was still dealing with some addictions. Sometimes I had to help her. The light isn't working. Do you have a flashlight?
Yeah. Here, follow me. Did you see these?
What?
They're needles. I guess she was still an addict even this recent. Did you see these pictures? Her and you and your sister?
Yeah. Things were different then.
What's this?
Just a book of hers. She loved to read.
There are pill bottles up this way. How long has she had a drug problem?
Since before Charlie was born. I don't want to talk about it. I think this is blood.
Stay back. I'll follow the trail.
Whose do you think it is?
I think it's your mother's. Just stay back, okay?
Okay.
There's nothing. You can come. I'm going to take some of the blood with me. I'll be able to find out whose it is back in the city.
Do you really think it's my mother's blood?
I don't know, Laura. But I'll find out.
Charlie? Charlie, I'm home. Charlie? Charlie? Oh, God. Please be here. Please be here. Charlie? 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 Charlie?
Sarah, it's been a long day. I don't know what's happening. If you were here, I would go to you for comfort. I would tell you my pain. But you're not. This is ridiculous, I know. Lighting some candles, laying out photos, and talking to myself. Pretending that you're still with me. That Lily is still with me. I know it's not my fault that you're gone, but it's a fact that if I had stayed home that night, maybe you'd still be here. Just last night, I got a call. I have a new case. She's only a girl, and she's experienced so much. Some part of me thinks that if I help her, then maybe, just maybe it'll make up for what happened to you and Lily. And Lily turns 10 today, you know? If only I could just have one more day with her. Just to tell her that I love her. I don't know. But I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm sorry for everything.
Mother, have you ever felt complete?
I suppose so, John. Why do you ask?
Because today I found my purpose. My father was a businessman, a criminal with honor, a man of order. But looking at him at the morgue, seeing the knife wound slashed across his chest, I felt something. For the first time since I was a child, I felt something. I felt happiness. I felt joy. Pleasure.
Would you like a glass of wine, John?
Yes, Mother. Today I toast to a new era of crime. To the Martelli family's prosperity. To my purpose.
Shadows is an original scripted audio drama podcast written and created by Ruben Safer-Mang. It stars Johnny Salazar as Samuel Locke, Anna Castiglione as Laura Wilson, Michael Driscoll as John Martelli, Dara Safer as Carol Martelli, Brady Hendricks as Derry Underwood, and Rocket as Charlie Wilson. If you liked it, don't hesitate to rate and review us on iTunes, and don't forget to subscribe. Questions or comments? Email us at shadowsaudiodrama@gmail.com.